Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 20, 1806. A very relaxed day. The party is running a little short of food, but this apparently is of no great concern. Captain Clark writes,
"Visited this morning by 3 Clatsops who remained with us all day. The object of their visit is merely to smoke the pipe. On the morning of the 18 instant, we issued 6 weight of jerked meat per man. This evening, the sergeant reports that is all exhausted. The 6 weight have lasted 2 days and a half only. At this rate, our 7 elk will only last us 3 days longer. Yet no one appears much concerned about the state of the stores. So much for habit. We have latterly so frequently had our stock of provisions reduced to a minimum, and sometimes taken a small tuck of fasting, that 3 days' full allowance excites no concern. In those cases, our skill as hunters affords us some consolation, for if there is any game of any description in our neighborhood, we can track it up and kill it. Most of the party have become expert with the rifle. The Indians who visit us today understood us sufficiently to inform us that the white who visit them did not barter for the pounded fish, that it was purchased and consumed by the Clatsops, Chinooks, Kathlamas, and Skilloots and Killamoxes. The native roots which furnish a considerable proportion of the subsistence of the Indians in our neighborhood are those of a species of thistle, fern, and rush, the licorice, and a small cylindrical root, the top of which I have not yet seen. This resembles the sweet potato very much in its flavor and consistency. Captain William Clark, January 20, 1806.
The root and leaf of the fern was western bracken fern, Pteridium aquilinium, later well described by Lewis. The rush was giant horsetail. The thistle was no doubt similar to the camas. The identity of the other species is not clear. Monday, edible herbs.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.